planet 581C is so far away that our "how are you" is received by them 20 years after we say it. If they reply, "fine, thanks," that's another 20 years, which certainly amounts to a strained conversation. A transcript released by NASA of the first interplanetary conversation ever made using the Star Trek-inspired warp communicator has no delays. But communication with computer translation from the other end is only possible with 581C once every 99 years, and the alignment passes in only 4 minutes. "Hello, Earth. We've been watching you and others for many years, and our language converter handles thousands of planetary languages. You know, our homes are similar, temperatures especially. We orbit this big red dwarf star, close, of course, so we can keep warm. Your yellow sun is much hotter, but we were afraid of sunburns, so we didn't colonize." "Colonize us?" "Well, fortunately for you, we didn't do it, and don't really care for the costs of war anyway. 5,000 generations ago was the time of our own last and final war." "You've had no war for 5,000 generations? That's like 150,000 years. We weren't even civilized then." No comment." "How come no recent wars?" "Well, from what we see on our video archives, we almost ruined our own planet. That final war left almost one-third of what you call 581C uninhabitable. And you have detected, of course, that we are tidally locked, meaning we have one boiling side and one frozen side, heaven and hell, if you like, and have always lived in the temperate intermediate zone in between." "One-third uninhabitable?" "Yes, it's still being reclaimed, although some is still radioactive." "So what was your final war about?" "Oh, laughable. We're ashamed when we look back. According to the records, many of our ancestors wanted to fight about which gods were the correct gods. Of course, there's never been any actual evidence of gods on our planet. Gods of war, love, fire, and so on. Incidentally, not long ago, we probed you and saw from your radio and TV emanations that you had a similar problem. No, we got beyond war. We made the firm decision to survive."
"You just gave it up, like smoking?"
"Smoking? Not sure what you mean there. If you mean old energy forms, maybe. No, our planet has plentiful energy, light, wind, fusion. We also keep careful calculations, and so what you call 581Z stays in good balance."
"Did you say fusion? Isn't that dangerous?"
"You're probably thinking of fission. That was only a brief period. We gave up on that when the Federation was formed. No, fusion is nature's process for the stars, and we managed to copy it. It's great."
"You keep mentioning Federation. What's that?"
"Well, when we outlawed war, we put all our weaponry into the Federation. All groups agreed, except for a couple of holdouts, who thought there could actually be a winner. Things weren't easy, but after that wasteland I mentioned, the large groups decided to join everyone else. Our Federation continues research on advanced weaponry, however, because there's no guarantee some wayward civilization might not try to steal our good life here, as we had considered stealing yours."
"What do you do if you don't fight each other anymore?"
"What a funny question. Housekeeping, of course, food production, infrastructure, continuous research, we're always busy. We have, we think, one of the most beautiful planets in the galaxy, although we're still gaining knowledge about others. There are some terrible ones, actually in worse states than even yours. Oh, there's much to do. In medicine alone, we've extended our health and lifetimes. We live about 300 of your years. Of course, increases in longevity have always had to be compensated for by adjusting birth rates and so on, one of the many balancing acts that the Federation calculates."
"That's fascinating. What about politics and rich and poor and
You're fading, Earthling. I'm afraid our 4-minute window is up. But it was a pleasure talking with you. Have a good century."
"Oh dear, you too, 581C. Bye."